Somebody tell your neighbor for me, say, I'm living the life. Look at somebody else, say, it's time for you to live the life. Praise God. And somebody may still be wondering, what life are you talking about? What life are we living? I want to show you something very quickly. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? All right. Romans 14 and verse 17, very quickly. Romans 14 and 17. The scripture described the life. It says the kingdom of God is not what? Multimedia, is somebody there? All right. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the life we're talking about. So tell yourself, tell your neighbor, say, I'm living the life. The life of righteousness. The life of joy. The life of peace. Say it again. Say, this second half of this year, I'm enjoying the peace of God. I'm enjoying the life of God. Joy is overflowing in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say it again. Say, I'm living the life of God, the kingdom life, a life of peace, a life of divine provision, a life of sound health. Say, I will not be behind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, somebody shout a better amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Will you help me appreciate the Elevation Priest of Praise for that powerful, powerful song? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are yet to download the Elevation Priest of Praise new album, Our Worship, this is another reason why you should download Our Worship. Put it on the screen. Yeah. That's another reason. I think that should be track 6 in the album. 8. 8 in the album, yes. Yeah, The Good Life. And this is the kind of thing I've been vibing to recently. Yeah. It's a good vibe, right? Yeah. Living the life. I pray for you again that this second half of this year, you will live the life.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus. I want to welcome everyone to this service and everyone joining us online. I want to ask you to put distractions away from you and get ready to be blessed by the preaching and teaching of God's word today. For all of us in this room, I also want you to know that this is not a show. This is not, you're not watching a performer. You are here to engage the grace of God and the power of God. The word of God is strong. It has efficacy. It can transform lives. By the way, today is the last day of the first half of 2024. Yeah. Tomorrow, the 1st of July, is a replica of 1st of January. If this was 1st of January, you'll be more emotional than this. Yeah, you'll be more animated than this. You were more animated than this 1st of January this year. And this is another 1st of January. Yeah. I remember New Year's Eve service, what night service last year. All right? We're here till midnight. Today, we should stay till another midnight. And pray and celebrate God for keeping us for the last 6 months. If you are grateful for the first half, you will see the hand of God in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. 6 months have gone, and we're here, stronger than ever before, better than January, getting better on a daily basis. Is somebody excited that God is working great things in your life? Come on, celebrate the God who kept us the last 6 months. Do it better. Do it better. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many things have happened in the last 6 months. Many people have gone. Many people are here like they are not here. But you are alive and well, basking in God's glory. You need to be grateful. I said you need to be grateful. And as the new month starts tomorrow, I want you to create time to give God praise. create time to celebrate God. As a church, first and second day of July are going to be special for us. We've called it Post-Accelerate Conference Prayer Experience. It's virtual. Yeah. We've been gathering the last few days. We're not gathering. We're gathering virtually. So the Post-Accelerate Prayer Experience for our global church starts tomorrow. We're asking that you please fast. If you don't have any doctor's instruction, not to fast, you are not pregnant. At least thank God men don't get pregnant. So that excludes all men here. That one does not apply to you. Any woman that is pregnant, please don't fast. Yeah. If you have a doctor's report, not to fast, don't fast. But if you can, and you are okay to fast, I want you to join us tomorrow and Tuesday, 1st and 2nd of July. Post-Accelerate Conference, we just want to seek the face of God. There are many things that God has said to us in the last few days. We've had powerful speakers, fantastic speakers from all over the place prophesying into our lives. Some of you have taken notes, whether you were here physically or you were online, including people who are online right now. You took notes. You wrote things down. It's time to press into them. Yeah. As soon as Zion travails, she brought forth. That's what the scripture says. And he said we should war a good warfare with prophecy. All kinds of prophetic utterances that have come to us in the last 4 days or so. And I want you to press into that tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening. 1 hour each time. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We join the Ignite platform, which is our regular weekly prayers at the Elevation Church. I will be leading prayers at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And I want you to join us. And also in the evening, 9 to 10 p.m. So fast till 5 p.m. Refresh yourself. Take time to do your personal prayers. And then at 9 p.m. before you go to bed, join us for another 1 hour of prayers. You can join on Zoom. You can join on YouTube or MixLR. Those three platforms at Elevation NG. You can join there and be a part of that prayer experience. And that will happen on Tuesday morning as well and on Tuesday evening. And on Wednesday, you don't have to fast, but we'll have our midweek event here. It's grand finale for the Post-Accelerate Prayer Experience. Glory be to God. All right, this is our final session of Accelerate 2024, and it's my pleasure to bring us God's Word today. I've titled this, I Shall Not Be Stranded. I Shall Not Be Stranded. This service is an impartation service. At the end of it, we're going to be anointing everyone in oil. And I want you to understand, we are pushing you into the second half of this year with grace. I'm prophesying into your life that you shall not be stranded. Amen. Oh, somebody say a better amen. Amen. I say you shall not be stranded. Amen. You know, I haven't lived in this city for 33 years now. It's my 33rd year of living in Lagos. I wasn't born in Lagos. I didn't even go to high school in Lagos. I moved to Lagos in 1991. I've seen the city grow and grow tremendously. In the early days of this side of the city, because I used to come to Lagos before I eventually moved, 89, 90, 91. I remember one day, I think that must have been either 1990 or 89, I came to see my uncle at Chevron. This old place was ghost town. From Mobile House to Chevron, every other thing was a village. Yeah. I don't know if anybody has lived in Lagos for that long. And after Chevron, all you have is bush and villages. But look at what we have today. So cities grow and new pathways are created. Just like our world is growing and there are new industries, new pathways, new opportunities that open up. In the midst of pathways, we need to learn to navigate so that we don't hit a dead end. After living in Lagos for many years, I stopped asking people for road because I now knew many places. I hope you understand what I'm saying. There are places I've lived before. That if I go there right now, I can still maneuver my way through. But because I'm a pastor, and I've been pastoring here now over 25 years in Lagos, I do a lot of visitation. So sometimes you get to places you don't know the road. When Google Maps started, I started using Google Maps. I was one of the first early adopters of Google Maps. The only thing back then was that Google Map would take you to some places and it would tell you, continue going. And you know if you continue going, you're either ending in water or bush. You are tempted to speak to Google Map and say, it's you that will continue going. Me, I'm turning back from here because this is a dead end. So it's possible for somebody to be stranded. It's possible for one to get to a dead end in life. But there's a way to live the kingdom life, the life of God as in Christ Jesus, to the end that you will never be stranded. And I want to share on three reasons why people are stranded. We're going to pray on those three things, and that will be the basis for you to trust God for something from the impartation of the anointing oil today. Is somebody still with me? I said, is somebody still with me? And I'm sharing this. It's an abridged version of the message. In the second half of the year, we're going to run a full series on this. To let you know how you can live your life without being stranded. So very quickly, let's go. Tell somebody for me, say, I shall not be stranded. Say, you shall not be stranded. So there are three reasons why people are stranded in life. Three reasons. I will run through the three, then I'll break each one down, and then we'll go into prayer from there. Three reasons why people are stranded in life. One, not recognizing your seed. Two, lack of space for your seed. And three, lack of rain on your seed. One, not recognizing your seed. Two, lack of space for your seed. And three, lack of rain over your seed. God gave me this message a while ago. He actually also instructed me to turn this to a book, to write something out of it that would transform lives. And as we're preparing for the Accelerate Conference, the Holy Spirit took my mind back to this and said, this is what I want you to prophesy over your church this second half of this year, that people will recognize their seed. Oh, somebody say a better amen.
Amen.
What is seed? Let's start from the first one. What is seed? Seed is something that is still in its potential form. Seed is something that has the capacity to multiply that is yet to multiply. Seed is an ability, a skill, an endowment, a capability that is still in potential form. That is seed. That is seed. The way God created all of us and everything He created on this earth, we were first and foremost potentials before we realized our potentials. How do I mean? Everything started as a seed. Now, God created food, plants, you know, fruits, trees, and all that. Let me give you an example. I mean, it's ridiculous, for instance, for me to be asking how many people here have had an apple before. Is that not ridiculous? I expect that everybody will have eaten an apple before. Am I saying the truth? Okay, Agbalumo. No, it's true, because when people are looking at me as if orange. Ah. No, let's go back to apple. Sincerely, everybody here has had an apple. I'm sure you're just playing on me. It's not whether it's an orange or an apple, when you see the seed, does it look like the fruit? In fact, some of us, as you are crunching the apple, you crunch the seed with it. Such people are considered wicked because you are terminating the destiny of the apple. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. You're terminating the destiny of the apple because God's original intention is that you separate your seed from your bread. I'm going to get into it in a moment. Isaiah 55 verse 10, but we're not reading that now, but I'm going to get into it. But I need you to understand something. All of us carry potentials. Genesis chapter 1, let's start from there, and verse 11. In the story of creation, in the book of the beginning, we see that God showed us that His original intention is that everything that He created has a seed inside it to reproduce itself. Then God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. I remember the first time I had grape, seedless grape. I told my wife, I said, "This God did not create what I'm taking." I said, because this is not scriptural. I opened Genesis 1 and 11 to her. She was laughing. She was looking at me. She said, "You have just been a pastor." I said, "No." I said, "This is man-made. This is GMO. Yeah. See, God, and you know, this GMO thing has been going around recently, right? It's real. And I'm not giving to conspiracy theory or anything like that. But the thing is that there's advancement in technology, right? But technology is eradicating seed. Yeah. That means seed has to be manufactured. God did not, you know, plan for us to be manufacturing seed. If I buy fruit from you, I should have seed inside it to reproduce the fruit. If you have to sell seed to me again, you have colonized me. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, but let's not go there today. Please put your mind here, because I know some of you are activists online on this GMO thing, but let's put your mind here. The point I'm trying to make is this. According to God's original intention, everything that he created once, and put the seed inside it for it to go in perpetuity, reproducing itself, including you and I. God only made one Adam, and from Adam created Eve. Since that day, the rest of us came from them. Through him, but from them. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. Or came from God through them, to put in a better context. We came from God, but through that process. So when you look at verse 12 here, and the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. What am I trying to say? I'm a bundle of seeds. You are also. You are also. There are always things around us, in our mind, in our heart, positioned around us as seeds. The only problem is lack of recognition. Inability to recognize my seed. People become stranded in life when they see themselves as seedless. When I feel there's nothing around me again that God can use to move me to my next level. That is invitation to being stranded. There's something, always something around me. Something on my mind. Something in me. Something positioned around me. That is a seed for my next level. You know the problem? Seeds don't look like the harvest. Yeah. Seeds don't look like the harvest. Look at different kinds of seeds here. Some of these seeds, I mean, look at cocoa beans. When you put it on the table, it does not look like the cocoa pod. Am I saying the truth? You have to slice the cocoa pod to take it out. How many of us have seen papaya seed before? Pawpaw seed. Does it look like pawpaw? If you see it in a dried state, you throw it away. You don't think anything can come out of it. But inside it is coated the pawpaw tree. Are you still with me today? So many people see their seed and they don't recognize them. They either see them as too tiny, they see them as ineffectual, they see them as something that cannot deliver. They see them as too small, too minute. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. A woman was stranded in 2 Kings chapter 4, and the main reason why she was stranded, or why she remained stranded until she had that encounter, was her inability to see a seed. Because God will always put around you the seed of your next level. My prayer for everyone here today is, as you go into the second half of this year, my God starts to open your eyes. Yeah. Oh, can I get a better amen?
Amen?
As the anointing touches you today, your eyes will be open. You will see something new in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead. This woman has just lost something vital in her life. You know that many people today, if you ask them, why are things the way they are? Oh, I lost this. I lost that job. I lost that relationship. I lost this. What you lost should not make you stranded. There's more in you and around you that can pave another door for you. Are you still with me today? Only three people believe what I just said. I said, what you lost, what went out of your life, should not redefine your future if you understand your walk with God. This woman just lost her husband. And she didn't only lose her husband. Her husband left with nothing. As in, her husband didn't. In fact, you know, they are not at zero. They were at negative because they were owing. Somebody today now, you are not owing, but you don't have money. You are better than this woman. Yeah. You know, zero is better than negative. Because with zero, you have peace of mind. With negative, when your phone rings, your blood pressure goes up. Because somebody is asking for their money. Am I saying the truth? Uh-huh. So somebody here, be at peace. Yeah, be at peace with yourself. Because God is about to open new doors for you. Yeah. This woman said, your servant, my husband, is dead. You know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slave. The woman is saying, I'm stranded. I'm in a mess. I'm stranded. Elisha said what to her? What shall I do for you? A rhetorical question. Tell me, what do you have in your house? What seed is around you? But you know what the woman said? Can we read it together? One, two, go. And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. You know the credit I'll give to this woman? She did not stop at nothing. She added but. Nothing but. Some people always say nothing. They don't realize that there's a seed around them. Something that you can do. Something that you know to do. Some relationship that is still there. Some know-how. Some skill. Some divine ability. Yeah. Somebody, you may not know how to do anything, but you can smile. And the smile can open doors for you. The smile can be what will lead you to your next level. Somebody, you may not know how to do anything, but you can chat people up. That's your seed. That's your seed. As the nation of Canada once, I think about 2 years ago, I was having a chat with some friends, and a friend of mine was telling me, he said, PG, you know, in this place, this place is different from Nigeria. In this place, sometimes he works for a bank. He said, you know, banking in Nigeria is different. Here, they want to know. In some aspect of banking, you just want to know that you can talk. Yeah. That you can make presentation. Because all about presentation. I said marketing here is different. Just the ability to strike a conversation. They will give you everything you have to say. You, just be able to talk. When he was talking to me, I said, even if you are new, he said, it's not a problem. He said, the interview I took, all they wanted is to test me if I can strike a conversation and take the conversation to the next level. And then they will just tell you, you have a job. But you now go for training so that you'll be making sense as you are talking. But the first thing is, you can open your mouth and strike a conversation and progress with the conversation. And some people, all you've heard all your life is you are a talkative. May God open your eyes to see your seed. Amen. I said, may God open your eyes to see your seed. Amen. This woman said, nothing but. What do you have in your house? Nothing but a jar of oil. Nothing but. Elisha recognized that seed. Look at verse 3. And then gave an instruction. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere. from all of your neighbors, empty vessels, do not borrow a few. Don't borrow just a few. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But I need somebody here to understand that there's something that God has positioned around you. It's called a seed. The writer of the book of Romans, writing in Romans 12, verse 6 to 8. Romans 12, verse 6 to 8, he said, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each one of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, encourage. He said, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it what? I said, do it what? Do it what? Yeah. I said, do it cheerfully or with cheerfulness. Today, people are carrying all kinds of seeds. Our seeds are entrusted to us by God to steward and sow for our harvest. But many people keep their seed like you keep a bag of seeds. The best it can be is to remain in the bag. Undiscovered, unexploited. I pray for you as you go in the second half of this year. No seed will dormant in your life again. Amen. Your mind will be fruitful. Amen. It will bring divine ideas. Amen. You will discover new abilities that has been dormant in the name of Jesus. My God will open new platforms for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you recognizing your seed? That's the big question. Yeah. Are you recognizing your seed? Are you recognizing your seed? People are stranded when they refuse to recognize their seed. And some people are listening to me right now. You've discovered one seed. You are sowing it. You are doing something with it. But there's more where that came from. In fact, certain seasons come with a change of seed. Yeah. Not every seed may thrive in every season. Sometimes God is just tearing your heart that there's another seed that is applicable to this season of your life, and you need to be able to, you know, step up with God and do something with the new seeds that he wants to bring into your life. Glory be to Jesus. Never underestimate the potential of the seed that God has given you. It is heavy. It is heavy. It is heavy. It is heavy. And the DNA of every seed is huge potentials. The only problem we have today, as I go to the next point, my number two point, which is space, is that people do not recognize their seed, and instead of trying to recognize their seed, they focus on their need. Yeah. Have you had a conversation with someone before, like Elisha was having a conversation, and the person was talking about the problem, and in your mind you're saying, what's next? What's next? Pastor, I've not paid my school fee, my children's school fees. Our house rent is due. And in my mind, I'm saying, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Because the greatest help you can get from me is on what you do, not what I give you. God opens doors for people to meet greatness today. Like the woman met Elisha, a great prophet. If it's just to talk to the man to say how much was the guy that died was owing, I pay you, leave the sons alone. Would I feed them tomorrow? No. That's why Elijah did not offer. It's not like Elijah didn't have money to give her. But that's not how to solve the problem. This health that we are all facing is coded to incubate seed, not need. Can I break that down a little? Many people walk around the earth. They are not hearing what the earth is saying to them. The earth is saying, don't bring me your need. Bring me your seed. I don't have capacity to deal with need. I only have capacity to deal with seed. The average Nigerian goes around saying, this is my problem. That's my problem. People don't really say, this is what I can do. This is what I have to offer. And when you are saved and you are in Christ and you want to live the kingdom life, you must understand that God wants you to focus on your seed and not your need. The earth is always speaking out to you and I, don't bring me your need, bring me your seed. Don't bring me your need, bring me your seed. I lack capacity to process need. I process seed. I process seed. We see that in 2 Kings chapter 4 there. Elisha, just focus on what you have around you. Don't tell me the problem. Just tell me what you have. Because when God happens to what you have, seed becomes fruit. Seed becomes a plantation. If you don't want to be stranded in life, you must trust God to recognize your seed. As I pray for you, as we cross into the second half of this year, I'm praying that God will open your eyes to begin to recognize the seed that you carry. The seed that is in your house. Yeah. The things that he has put around you that will create your shift to your next level. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Very importantly, the next thing, the next reason why people are stranded is inability to create space for their seed, like I said. Now, it's important for you and I to understand that seed is useless without space. When I talk about space, I'm talking about platforms of expression. Platforms of expression. Seed is useless without space. Space cannot produce without seed. And God has given everybody seed, but we have to find space. One thing that we don't have equally is space. But that you are telling me that you don't have any seed is not true. Everything that God created according to Genesis 1 and verse 11 and 12 has a seed in it. Are you still with me today? Tell your neighbor, say you are loaded with seeds. Oh, say you are loaded with seeds. Say my God will open your eyes to see your seeds. And say in the second half of this year, space will open for your seed. Say it again, say space will open for your seed. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 24, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. It remains the same. Yeah, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. So the seed needs to make contact with the ground. And the bigger your ground, the bigger your expression in life. Now, the first instruction with Abraham, for Abraham, the man of faith, the father of faith, in the Old Testament, Genesis 12 and verse 1, the first instruction of the covenant. What's the first instruction of the covenant? The first instruction of the covenant is look for space. That's the first instruction of the covenant. Genesis 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. That's the first instruction of the covenant. The first time you heard about Abraham, this is the first thing. The first conversation, the first instruction is about space. Space. That means space is very primary to the actualization of the covenant. Every war, major war that humanity has fought has been because of space till today. What was the last war? The one that's going on now. Eh? What were they fighting on? The one before, what were they fighting on? Somebody say space. Say, Lord, give me space for the expression of my destiny. Say it again. Say, Lord, give me space for the expression of my destiny. Say it one more time. Say, Lord, give me space for the expression of my destiny. In the days of Abraham and Isaac, space happens to be just land. Genesis 26, you read about Isaac around verse 22. Isaac, you know, had contention on his space. And he moved from there and dug another well. And they did not quarrel with him. So he called the name of the place Rehoboth. He said, for now the Lord has done what? Made room for us. God has given us space and we shall be fruitful in the land. Fruitfulness is not possible without space. I'm trusting God that as you cross tomorrow into July of 2024, you'll start to understand divine concept like space. Your prayer point will change. You start to trust God for bigger expression for your destiny. Many people are constrained today, constrained in little spaces, contending for small things. You know, in the business environment, remember the book, Blue Ocean Strategy. What's the premise of, if you have ever read the book before, it's a business book. The whole thing about Blue Ocean Strategy is about space. That you can either be in a red ocean or in the blue ocean. Can I explain? Red ocean means the space has been crowded. So it's like shark biting shark, blood flowing everywhere. Some of us now, in the business environment where you are, in your trade, is a red ocean. There are all kinds of wickedness going on there. Snatching of customer, backbiting and lying. Somebody waiting for you not to be able to pay your rent so they can take your space. But there's a blue ocean. The writer spoke about the blue ocean strategy. That you can move into a new space that is not crowded and start to lead there. And create new strategy. I mean, Pastor Debo is a consultant, so I know he's read the book many times. And used to consult for companies, right? So you can get into a new space, a blue ocean that is not crowded. Somebody, I'm praying for you today. My God will open your eyes to blue oceans. Amen. I said, my God will open your eyes to blue oceans. Amen. An end has come to contention in red oceans. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. In Genesis 26, Isaac was in serious contention for space. He would dig a well, they would stop it. Then he would go and dig another one. Contention over space. Anyone under the influence of my voice, where your space is under contention, may the Lord open new spaces for you. May contention cease over your space. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever has limited the expression of the gift of God in your life, where there's no space for your divine ideas, it starts to come to an end this season. But after the days of Abraham, especially in the days that we live, space is being redefined. Now we're talking about digital space. We're in the days where somebody can just take a phone and do a recording and post it on a digital space and it goes wild, viral, we call it. So people are using digital space to create opportunities and create wealth. And some people are just onlookers on that space. So you are a browser. You browse other people's seed on the space. When are they going to be browsing your seed? I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Yeah. I can go, I mean, space can be network. See this network that is just small. Everybody's gossiping about each other. There are people who don't have time for gossip. They just want to create value. God will move you to a different network. Amen. Your amen is very, very shallow. Amen. I said God will move you to a different network. Because you can remain in that tiny space. And yet, there's more to your destiny. It's time to step up to bigger spaces. Bigger spaces. Bigger spaces. Bigger spaces. Glory be to Jesus. Bigger spaces. That's what I hear in my spirit for somebody here. Bigger spaces. Everyone has a seed. Not everyone has space. Space is available for those who can find it. Glory be to Jesus. And there's a suitable space for your seed. And it's your responsibility to find it. 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 The way man was created, we are created for space. From the womb to the tomb, man always needs space. Everything in between, womb and tomb, we are always needing space. We all started as a seed in our mother's womb. Today, especially with black women, something contends for the space in the womb. It's called fibroid. That's killed many children. Terminated many seeds in the womb. If there's anyone here, and there's anything in your biological womb contending for children, In the name of Jesus, I speak an end to their operation.
Amen.
Fibroid will dry up inside of you in the name of Jesus. It will no longer be able to stop conception.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the womb to the tomb, even when we are dead and finish our assignment, we still need space. From the womb to the tomb, man is always looking for space. And everything in between the womb and the tomb, it is space that helps us to actualize our destiny. Oh, I'm looking for that time where we'll be able to teach this as a full series so we can take space, you know, maybe on one or two Sundays and redefine, because I have a list of, spaces now, but because of time, I don't want to keep you here for long. There are all kinds of space. That, for instance, what about mental space? Some people are in this, it's just first 6 months of this year, you can't think straight again. Too many things are occupying your mental space. It's time to declutter. Because there are seeds of ideas that will be choked up because you don't have space on your mind. Are you still with me today? Yeah. You can't carry the weight of the whole world in your head. You're not the only one that is married. Marriage is not a body. It's a blessing. And there's no perfect marriage anywhere. Yeah. So you can't be saying, is this marriage? Because of marriage, you can't function at work. So you cannot push your seed out. There's no space. The mind is fully cluttered. And hand has come to mental problems, emotional problems. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. May your mind be open for new ideas. May mental space be given to you for your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me move to the last one just because of time. There's a lot to say around here. There's a lot to say around here. My note is full. But I'm just trying to behave myself this afternoon. Isaiah 55 verse 10. No, before Isaiah 55 verse 10, let's read Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 11, quickly. I want to show us something. Deuteronomy 11 verse 22. Deuteronomy 11, 22. Look at one of the conditional blessings in the scriptures. It shows that God knows his part and he wants you to know your part. It says, for if you carefully keep all these commandments which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to hold fast to him. This is our part, right? Look at verse 12, 23, your part. God's part. Then the Lord will do what? Drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourself. And it's talking about space. Somebody here, maybe in your industry, maybe in the market where you function, there are people who have been holding sway for too long. Their season is over. You know, there are some people, until they die, they don't leave any space for anybody. And they keep... Yeah. And some of them, as the oil of the anointing comes upon you today, God is serving quit notice on them.
Amen.
They must relinquish space for you.
Amen.
And somebody's not saying the amen well enough.
Amen.
Look at what the scripture says here. Verse 24. It said, every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours. And then he marks it out geographically. He said, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river, I know the river I'm talking about, the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your territory. Somebody, take Euphrates out. Take all those things out. Map your territory. Yeah. With modern day words. Somebody on the digital space, tell God, this space, I want it. This harp must finish this second half of this year. And this harp must blow. Because I want my portion in a digital space. Yeah. Somebody, you need to pick a social media platform and say, I have a portion on Instagram. I have a portion on YouTube. the highest paid YouTuber, His name is Mr. Beast. I don't know if you know about Mr. Beast. Yeah. Mr. Beast has how many subscribers on YouTube? Is it like 200 million or 500 million? Something crazy like that. When he releases one video, he gets paid in millions of dollars. One video. This is freebie that I'm giving you today. When you get home, check Mr. Beast on YouTube. He does crazy things. His money is too much now. You know what he does? His videos are about helping people. He'll just go to a country, like African country, and see like 1,000 people without laptop and buy them laptop, create a video out of it. The money he will make from that video is more than the laptop because of what YouTube will pay him. Any video that Mr. Beast releases ramps up millions of views in minutes. It's as if they created YouTube for him, only him. I'm just saying that so you understand what I'm talking about. It's time to stop sitting around so that you will not be stranded in life. Engage your seed, trust God for the right space. Whether physical space, mental space, digital space, there's a space for you. 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 And you must locate your space. It's one of the signs of dominion. Said if you love the Lord your God and you follow him and all, this is what God will do. He will dispossess people for you. He will open up spaces for you. Glory be to Jesus. I said glory be to Jesus. Lastly today, or maybe before I get to the last point, let me add this one too quickly. Let's go back to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4 that we read earlier. When the prophet told the woman and said, what do you have in your house? And the woman said, nothing but a jar of oil. You know the next instruction in verse 3? Then he said, go borrow vessels. Space. Again, we're seeing their space. Go borrow vessels. Tell your neighbor for me, say, go borrow vessels. There's a message on his own. Go borrow vessels. And he said, borrow from everywhere. Borrow not a few. You know what happened? As a woman went and told her children to go and borrow vessels from all of their neighbors, the people that were not willing to help her before, when it was empty vessel, they were giving. Before you know it, the house was full of vessels. And she started pouring from the jar into each vessel. The oil did not cease until she asked her children, and they said there's no more vessel. Put it there, I think verse 5 or 6. Until she asked her children, and they said no more vessels. Then the oil ceased. The oil ceased. Many people are stranded today because they are not gathering more vessels. That's when it looks like your seed has stopped working. If you can prospect with God, new horizons, new spaces, new network. And let me say this. In the kingdom of God, we don't pour from tanker into cups and jerry cans and kegs. We pour from jars, from kegs, into tanker by faith, and it fills up because everything starts as a seed. In the feeding of 5,000 in the scriptures, Jesus did not ask them, where is the biggest bakery in this Galilee? No. How can we feed these people? God is always asking you for what is around you. It's just 5 loaves and 2 fish. It is his responsibility to feed 5,000, not yours. But what do you have? What do you have? I was sitting in the last service and I was describing that the same way God opens door for your church, God must be opening door for you too. That is the proof that you belong here and that the grace that is here is working in your life. In 2013, crossing into 2014, Can't remember what surplus this church brought into the new year. It may not be more than maybe 50 million naira or something. And then, in an attempt to pour from small into big, they brought me here to look at this land. Almost 2 hectares. What was sitting on about 2 hectares of land here. Yeah. About 20,000 square meters. And they brought me here to come and look. On a Saturday morning, it was a sanitation day. I was wearing my trainers. I had looked before. I came back on my own that Saturday. And I was quoting Deuteronomy 11 that we just read now. Whatever the soul of which I tread upon. This place was fenced in corrugated iron sheet. I walked around a land that runs into billions and you have less than 50 million. You want to pour from jar into vessels. And God is saying, that's it. You are correct. You are not mad. Your head is correct. Be doing it. Be walking. And I was walking around it. Walking around it. The rest that they say is history. You are here sitting here. Yeah. As it is happening like that, here, under this mandate, it must happen for you too. Yeah. And everyone online. It is about what you attempt. As we go into the second half of the year, we are not anointing you for show. We are anointing you to receive divine enablement. For your mind to start to work well. For things that intimidated you before now to look small to you. For you to have more confidence as you hold your small jar of oil to be able to pour into drums. You know, some people will say it was a trauma that was worrying that woman when her children, when they were going around to collect drums. You say, this woman is losing it finally. Just because since her husband died, she has not been thinking straight. They did not know she had an encounter with a prophet that shifted her mind. That gave her the confidence to go borrow vessels. Because for some people here, you have what is called imposter syndrome. As the oil touches your head today, every imposter syndrome must die. Yeah. Notwithstanding the position or the space that God is bringing you into. Notwithstanding how big it is, you will say we are more than able to possess the land. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Yeah. Finally today, when you have your seed and you locate your space, you need rain. Paul planted Apollos water, God brought the increase. You need rain. Many people have veritable seed. Good network. Good platforms. But it just looks like you are doing everything, but it's not panning out. At that point, maybe you need to trust God for rain. Isaiah 55 verse 10, as I start to wrap up, 2 more scriptures, Isaiah 55 and verse 10. It says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth. Water the earth. Water the earth. And make it bring forth and bud, that it may give what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The essence of rain is for the benevolent help of God to enter into the seed and the ground and cause the seed to bring forth. Anyone whose labor has not yielded in the first half of the year, as we pray over you today, the heavens will open over you. Amen. As you step into the second half from tomorrow, your ground will start to bring forth. Amen. I say your ground will start to bring forth. Amen. The right people will remember you. Amen. Resources will flow in your direction. Amen. A rain of favor will come upon you. Amen. I said a rain of favor will come upon you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. Quickly, Joel 2 and 23. I want you to be noting all these scriptures because you need to meditate on them. You need to pray with them even in your own private time. Joel 2 and 23. He said, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God for what he has given you, the former rain, faithfully. Faithfully. And he will cause the rain to come down for you. Somebody say, God will cause the rain to come down for me. Say, it shall rain on my space. Nothing dies around me any longer. My ideas will prosper. My effort will bring forth. Oh, say it again. Say, my effort will bring forth. Yeah. It's giving you the former rain faithfully, and it will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. So I want to trust God for somebody here. The first month of the new year being July, that count down to 30 days for unusual testimonies for you. Amen. Of divine help. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. New platforms will open up to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at this. I want you to understand this. The Bible describes the former rain and the latter rain. Like I was sharing at the first day of Accelerate Conference, the former rain is for the planting of seed. That's the first rain. Yeah? And then there's a rain that makes things to ripe. That's the latter rain. Usually it's months apart. Sometimes it's February, March, and then last rain after August. That's in our own climate, in the tropics. There's August break, and then you have a little more rain in September, October. Some crops, those are the time, that's the gestation period. Then that rain is what brings them to ripen up. But you need the former rain to be able to plant them. But in this place, he said, your God, the God of restoration, he can bring both the seed sowing rain and the harvest rain together in one month. That's why he said in the next verse, go to the next verse, quickly, multimedia. He said, then the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. That's becoming somebody's testimony here. I said, that's becoming somebody's testimony here. Why is God doing all this? Because he wants to restore to you. So the next verse, verse 25 says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust. Said, everything that they have eaten, I will restore back. Somebody, your money has been tied down. Someone's going to a year. Do you want to believe God? That in the month of July, as you press into the second half of the year, those funds will start to come. Amen. I said, those funds will start to come. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you have put effort into something. Huh? But now, the thing is fully completed, but it's not moving in the market. Just to sell has become a problem. That's when you ask for rain. Because when favor starts to rain, I remember a young man in this church walked up to me one day, said, Pastor, I want to see you. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm into real estate. I said, so what's the problem? He said, I borrowed money from friends, family, from bank. I finished building. I built a whole estate, but it's not selling. Then I realized he happens to be my neighbor around the estate where I lived. I said, come and see me at home. He came. He was sitting in my living room. He brought the plan. He was showing me pictures and plan the estate. Put hand on it like this. I said, Lord, let the rain of favor come upon it. The testimony I'm sharing right now, the person is still alive and well. He can share it by himself. Maybe he's just shy. We prayed over it. Even me, I was surprised. Because what happened when the rain started to fall? Rain of favor. What happened was two people showed up at his site. A few houses had been bought. Maybe out of about 30, maybe about 5 or less than 10 had been bought before then. But the bulk that can bail him out of his loans have not been bought up. These people came and said, want to meet the developer of this estate. And then the guy showed up. Yeah, they didn't look like it at all. He said, we want to buy the whole estate. And he said, no, you can't buy the whole estate. I've sold some. He said, we'll give you money to return to them. Yeah, we'll take everybody out and buy everything. He said, give me time to talk to the people to see if they will be willing. He said, are you willing to add to what they paid? Say yes, to compensate them. You know what happened? From what he told me, one person sent them. If I mention the person's name, the person is abroad. You know, Nigeria, doing very well. That was the person that sent them to say, I don't have the problem of trying to start to build, but I want to own an estate in Nigeria. And he sent his brothers. They didn't look like it at all. You know, the brothers were not living abroad. They were living here. The guy almost did not want to answer them when they came. Said they are just wasting his time. No. Until he started to receive alerts. He said, Pastor, we were still signing documents when they started to release money. By the time the guy himself visited Nigeria and came to sight, that's when he knew what has happened to him. They bought up the whole thing completely. Yeah. Somebody say rain.
Rain.
Say it again, say rain.
Rain.
May the rain of favor come upon your land.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet, everybody. Rise on your feet, everybody. Rise on your feet, everybody. Glory to Jesus. Lift your two hands to Jesus and bless him. Bless him. Bless him. What a good way to end the first half of 2024. The Lord is opening eyes here. The Lord is opening space for somebody. Rain is coming. Rain is coming. Rain is coming. Multimedia put on the screen Zechariah chapter 10 and verse number 1 as we pray. Zechariah 10 and verse 1. Rain is coming. Rain is coming. Rain is coming. Glory to Jesus. Rain is coming. Rain is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody look at the screen. Look at the screen. Everyone online, look at your screen. Look at your screen. Put this on the screen online as well. Look at your screen. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field. Somebody, you want grass in your field. You want something to come up on your field. You want your field to start to yield. And the Bible says you can ask God for rain. At the Elevation Church, we understand the importance of prayers. Our prayer platforms are essentially for devotional prayers, intercessory prayers, and petition prayers. Someday I will teach on this. We want people to connect with God. Not just give me, give me, give me. But after you have connected with God and you have a vital relationship, then you have the right to ask. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open. If you have a relationship with Jehovah, then you can ask for rain. Yeah. Rain of mercy. Rain of favor. Rain of divine connection. When angels will go out on your behalf and send the right people to you. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. We're going to pray, and I'm going to pray over the oil, and our ministers will just move around. You touch the saucer and just anoint yourself. But before I do that, before we pray, it's important that I do this, which is that I want to pray for anyone under the influence of my voice who wants to get into it in the second half tomorrow with the guarantee that you have divine backing, that God is at work in your life. You see, sin separates us from God. But God is looking for one person who can say, I want to be honest with you, my Father. I've been far off. Sin has separated me from you. I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to rededicate my life to you. Or somebody who is saying, I've never said a prayer before to give my life to Jesus. I want to say it today. I don't want to go into the second half of the year not being sure of what is happening around my life. I want to go with divine backing. With all that's bowed, while you are still standing, because we're going to pray in a minute, I just want to quickly do this. If you are not saved, if you are online, go to the chat or comment and say, I want to give my life to Christ. If you are right in this room or any of our expressions that may be linked to this broadcast at this time, can I ask that you lift your right hand above your head while you remain standing where you are, and let me say a prayer for you. Just lift your right hand above your head. I want to say a prayer over you. I want to pray over you. I want to give my life to Jesus. Somebody saying, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want a fresh start with God. I want a fresh start with God. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand there. Thank you. Thank you for that hand there. Ministers, I want you to put cards in those hands very fast. Ministers, please, quickly. There are hands here that I want you to put a card in their hand so that after now, after we have ministered the anointing, you can collect the card back and we can ask you to please give us 5 minutes of your time before you go today. I'm not seeing movement. Ministers, there are hands in front here and I'm still waiting, please. Right in front of me here and I'm still waiting. Praise God. If there's anyone at the back, I want you to lift your hand where? If you are online, please let us know. I'm giving my life to Christ. Let us know I'm giving my life to Christ. Please keep your hand up as I pray for you. Everyone who's saying the prayer with me, I want you to say with me, say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I ask that you forgive me my sins and that you cleanse me from every unrighteousness. Say today, I willingly surrender my life to you. I acknowledge you as my Lord and my personal Savior. As I go into the second half of the year, I yield my life to you completely. Fill my heart with your Spirit and give me a new beginning from this time forward. Today I declare that I'm now born again. I'm a child of God. I will serve you with my life from this moment forward. Thank you for accepting me just the way I am. Let me pray for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your sons and daughters here. I ask in the name of Jesus that your hand will rest upon them, that the hold of the devil be destroyed over their lives, that you give them a new beginning from now. Every weakness, every infirmity, every sin that separates them from you, Lord, we ask that you empower them to live above those sins. Let grace abound towards them. Send them encouragement. Surround them with encouragers. Surround them with help. Nothing will sink them and nothing will take them away from you again. We thank you, everlasting Father. We give you glory and we give you praise in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, believing, amen.
Amen.
If you just said a prayer with me, a card and a pen has been given to you. Please, I beg of you, before you go today, we want you to be able to submit that to us. And we are asking for 5 minutes of your time after this service to meet with our ministers. I promise it will not take more than 5 minutes of your time. We just want to collect the card, you know, exchange some details with you, and we'll send you on your way. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now that we've put that behind us, can we lift our two hands? Everyone at peace with God. Somebody, lift your voice. Say, Lord, send me rain. The rain of your favor. The rain of your grace. Multimedia, put that scripture on the screen for me, please. Put it on the screen. Zechariah 10 and verse 1. Say, Lord, send me rain. It says, ask for rain. Can somebody lift your voice right now and ask for rain? Ask for rain. Mention particular places where you want the rain of favor. Yeah. The spaces that rain must come on. Speak to God about it right now. In your own words, mention it. Mention it. Mention it. Say, Lord, send your rain over this project. Send your rain on this transaction. Send your rain on this documentation. Kalabrande neketa kaboya. Ibrende nekatande. Le gradika tayaba. Ma brande nekatande rede gebosh. Ma krade kalakatosha. Send your rain. Send your rain. Send your rain. Send your rain, Jesus. La krande boro da gabaya taya. Send your rain, send your rain, send your rain, send your rain, send your rain. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. One more prayer. And I'm going to pray over the anointing now. And we're going to start to take it around. Everyone online, please get any kind of oil that you can find around you right now. Especially if you're at home. Whether it's your baby's oil, cooking oil. It's just to anoint yourself. Now, I need you to understand something. This is not a ritual. This is not religion. All through the scriptures, people were anointed to take over territories. David was anointed to be king over Israel. Samuel brought a vial of oil and poured it on him. See, is it not that God has anointed you to be commander over his people? Somebody, a new board position will open up.
Amen.
We are anointing you ahead of your ascension.
Amen.
When oil comes upon your life, doors start to open.
Amen.
Thrones start to be vacated.
Amen.
That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. The prophet Samuel was sent to the house of David's father, Jesse. There was a king on the throne. His name was called Saul. But his kingship had expired according to heavenly timetable. David was keeping the sheep of his father. They sent for him hastily because a prophet was in the house of his father. Nobody knew David at that time. But he poured oil on him. The moment he did that, agitation started in the palace. God moves king and ordained new king. There are industries where the people in the limelight right now holding forth, their tenure has expired. God is only looking for heads to anoint that will take over. It's time to put your head in the right place.
Amen.
Yeah. You can imagine that they could not find David that day. They looked for him everywhere and he could not be found. What would have happened? Because some of you, that's the problem. Stay in the place where God has planted you. If God has planted you in this church, stay. Be committed. Be regular. Let the grace that is making things happen here find expression in your life. In the day that oil will be locating people, may you not be missing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because it is with the oil that thrones are occupied. Yeah. Occupants are displaced. Fresh oil brings new people to occupy spaces. No wonder David said, "My horn have you exalted like the horn of the unicorn." Said, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Because he knew the impact of the oil. Now, as we pray over the oil, I want to say this one last prayer. Father, open my eyes to see my seed. And somebody's also praying. If you have seen your seed already, you know the effort that you must put into the second half of 2024. Then start to ask for space. Yeah. If you have located your seed, then say, "Lord, let space start to open up for me." Let mention the idea. Mention the proposal. Mention the value proposition that you have and say, "Lord, let space open for this value proposition. Let space open for this transaction. Let space open for this divine idea that you have given me. Let space open. Let platforms open. Lead me to new networks where this idea will prosper. Open new doors for my initiatives. The same way you are opening doors for this church in cities of the world. Let doors start to open for businesses here. In the UK, in Europe, in North America, in China, in Indonesia, in Cambodia, in India, in other parts of Africa. Let space open for your idea. Let digital space open for your idea. Karadabo setem prenenga leketopa. E brendene katopa ya. Brendeke le korodobosha. Man brade katopre de kalatayaba. Let space open up. Let space open up. Let space open up. Let space open up. Thank you, Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, we are praying. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, this oil is a carrier of your divine favor, the carrier of your presence. As we anoint your sons and daughters symbolically, let the Spirit of the living God rest upon them. As this oil touches somebody, let displacement start to happen in other places that matter. In the name of Jesus. As this oil touches somebody, let the book of remembrance be opened somewhere. In the name of Jesus. As this oil touches somebody, let there be a displacement somewhere. And let the one who is anointed be the one to ascend to a new level. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As this oil touches somebody here, let the power of recognition be released. You will recognize something new. Amen. You will see something new. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As this oil touches somebody, let all kinds of spaces start to open up. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. As this oil touches somebody here, let the heavens be open. Amen. Let his heart signal heaven over somebody's life. You will no longer dwell in dry land. You will dwell in well-watered gardens. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and praise. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand to Jesus and bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Lift your two hands to him. Glory, glory. The ministers will come to you in a moment. Just touch the oil and anoint yourself on your forehead. And as you do that, continue to pray. Just pray and worship. Yeah, we're going to sing that song. Yeah. The God who is a shield, he will shield you the remaining days of this year. In the name of Jesus. No evil come near you. No plague come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus. Anoint yourself with oil and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray. Sing that song. Yes.
You are my glory. Yes, you're.
Lift your two hands with me, everyone. In the second half of 2024, the Lord will lift your head. Your head will not hang down. Shame shall be far from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever has brought shame before now, my God is turning your shame into testimony. Your family is divinely protected. As you step into the 1st of July tomorrow, you will see the end of December. You will not be cut short. Whatever threatens anyone's life here, whether it's a sickness, whatever it is, as you have been anointed with oil today, we receive healing for you in the name of Jesus. Every organ in your body starts to function perfectly. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to that weak bladder. I command you to receive strength. In the name of Jesus, that person with an unusual flow of blood, we command your system to be healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed of the issue of blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anyone with any form of growth, whether it is malignant or cancerous, the same God who raises the dead, that same God heals cancer. And I decree right now, whatever is not planted in your body by God that may be growing in your system, we command such to die. In the name of Jesus, let it dry up now. In the next 30 days, you will get a clean bill of health. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the healing has started now. The Lord will perfect your testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Somebody under the influence of my voice here, your appointed time to carry your baby has come. And I say this prophetically. We are counting down to a sustainable pregnancy in your life. For someone under the influence of my voice, in the next 30 days, in the next 30 days, you are conceiving your children. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your womb opens up for children. Whatever contends for children in the space of your womb, it is cursed now in the name of Jesus. I decree one more time, your womb opens up for children. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Someone under the influence of my voice, you have suffered rejection. You have been counting. 3, 4. You have gone. Rejected. Something is just not connecting. With this fresh oil upon your head, you are going to go back. That's what I hear in my spirit. You will go back. This time around, rejection will not prevail over you. This is your oil of divine acceptance. That door that has been shut consistently is forced open. Now, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, by the 31st, when we gather for New Year's Eve service, there will be testimonies in your life traceable to this moment. Many testimonies in your life traceable to this moment. Many testimonies in your life traceable to this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to pray over everyone stretching to sow the accelerate seed. Yeah. And I also want everyone who has an accelerate card to bring it out. Or anywhere where you have written things that you're trusting God for the second half of the year. But if you're sowing accelerate seed, I want to pray for you right now. Accelerate seed is our mid-year special seed, sacrificial seed that we sow in this church. We've done this for many years. And this seed delights God. Why? Because every seed sown into Accelerate is used for kingdom expansion. We don't use it for our regular ministry stuff. It's to start churches, build churches, move into new territories. And as people step into, 2 weeks ago, I was in the city of Ibadan. Our church started there, I think last November or so. Yeah. And I was there for a service. I think we have about 300 people in that service. And I was like, okay, this is just a few months of the church, maybe 7 months or so. So what can you expect in 1 year if this church, is gathering people like this and they are meeting in an auditorium fully bought, fully paid for? We didn't have to raise funds for it. Even though we bought it for hundreds of millions of naira because it was an event center that somebody just put in the market. And it coincided with when we were looking for an event center for the church to start. So we just bought it. So that's what your money goes into. As people lift holy hands in those places, as people receive healing and salvation there, something is credited to your account. That's how it works. You need to be careful about where your money is going. There are certain places you send your money to, they can never come back to you because it's not good ground. You cannot be wasting your effort. You make money, you spend it on something that has no eternal value, no reproducible value. It's just gone. This is not the kind of church where we tackle people for money. No, it's freely you have received, freely give. What is God putting in your heart as a special seed? A seed of, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me into the second half of the year. And a seed of, this is my part sacrificially in what is happening in your kingdom. I want to be a kingdom addict. My sweat must be found in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. If your treasure is not found in the kingdom of God, your heart is not there. It's as simple as that. So, if you're participating in that celery seed, just put your right hand on your head. If you have your card or something you have written down, lift it up with the other hand. And let me just say a blessing over you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as many whose heart you have touched to seed into your kingdom, this is their covenant obligation. As they do it faithfully to you this season, let the second half of the year open up for them in unusual dimension. In the name of Jesus, let the seeds, the sacrificial seed coming from them, meet with your divine approval. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the prod the heavens open over their lives. You are the one that gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. As you enable your people to sow seeds for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth, let all the goodness that comes with redemption, let it start to accrue towards them in the name of Jesus. Let them enjoy divine help. Let favor come with speed. They shall not be stranded in the second half of this year. We thank you, everlasting Father. We speak over every prayer point, every prayer request, every accelerate card. Turn requests into testimonies. Amen. Father, turn requests into testimonies. Amen. Turn requests into testimonies. Amen. Let the life of God that is in Christ Jesus flow over all these situations. Amen. Let them be turned to testimonies. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, everlasting Father. In the precious name of Jesus. Somebody put your hands together as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Glory to God.